It all starts with a thought. When we transform our thoughts, we transform our world. Let's start with today's transformation. Let's start it right now.
Welcome back. Today's monologue, it's really going to get us thinking. It's going to rub some of us the wrong way. Do you chase money because you feel that it signals knowledge? Today's topic is, money does not make you smart. However, smart choices can make you money. You know, people say that money is the root of all evil, but that's not a true statement. The truth is, the love of money is the root of all evil. And that's important for us to think about today. It's been proven so many times in our own history. If we just look back, we can see that the influence of money is not necessarily a good thing. It really depends on the individual. You know, money tends to bring power, and power tends to corrupt. And so often, the power that money brings and the influence that it gives you can really change who you are. I want to direct you to the link in the show notes with Grant Cardone, and he explains to you why rich people become who they are. It's very interesting if we look at that and understand he is so correct. People get money, and then those people that chase money, those gold diggers, those individuals that want to rook you or steal from you, these are the people that can really change an individual. Once you receive money, you've got them on your back constantly. And as Grant states, this causes people to close the curtains. Then we have acts of violence towards individuals because of jealousy, the backbiting, the backstabbing that comes with money is incredible. And this is the type of influence that is flooding our world today. Such narcissistic behaviors. And it's interesting if we really look back at some of the things that people might think is okay because they have money. And money will make it happen. Money cannot always solve problems. That comes from dedication, effort, and a lot of time practicing to solve a problem. Money is only a tool, and if you use it properly, it can work well. If you use it unwisely, it can backfire in the most horrific ways. Let's take a look back in 1880. There's an individual named Clay Frick. He wants to create, and he does create, the South Fork Hunting Club. It's a private resort, locked off and just secluded, so only members can get in. It was opened in 1881 because of the power and influence of money and supporters. They had to modify a dam. They lowered the dam a total of 3 feet. They stated they only lowered the dam a foot. During the alterations of the dam, they placed a screen over the spillway. This was to stop the fish from leaving the lake. And it clogged and caused this massive backup of water. And during these alterations, they removed the piping that was installed during the dam's construction. And they sold it for scrap. Because of this, they were not able to release water rapidly enough to save the dam. Because of this type of behavior, it killed thousands of people. This became known as the Jonestown Flood. The odd thing? No one was held accountable. It is funny how we allow money to influence us. We get starry-eyed and we really think this person can do no wrong. That's far from the truth. Every person needs to be accountable. If they are not, you get disastrous results. History proves that. Once someone gets so much money that it starts altering who they truly are, this is the time that they might need accountability the most from us, those that might be googly-eyed or looking up to these people. Both sides, rich and poor, needs to be held accountable for actions. Back in the 1940s, a rich individual named Howard Hughes, he was pretty eccentric. But what hid behind all of this was a different individual. He bought a movie studio just so he could ruin the career of an ex-girlfriend. There will be a link in the description. Jane Greer was a young actress, and she signed on a personal contract with Howard Hughes. And things went well for a few years. However, she started falling into romantic relationships. She was getting older, and Howard tended to be more like a childish individual that wanted to go to amusement parks and such. Jane, she wanted more out of life, so she went outside the comfort zone that Howard provided, and he turned on her and really ended the career of Jane Greer. And it was maniacal. This man straight up said he did not care. And yes, he knew he was doing it. Money does not make you smart. Money is a tool. You can use money wisely. However, money in the wrong hands can be disastrous. It's something to think about. In our world today, when we're filled with this narcissistic personalities from the top to the bottom, it's more important now than ever that we start standing up, talking about things openly. And yes, remember, we need to hold people accountable. We need to stop rewarding people and companies for their bad behaviors. And that is your responsibility. Think about it.
If you found value in today's episode, please share it, like it, and subscribe to the podcast, and join us right back here for our next episode.